This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Dr. Zakir, next question is repentance accepted if the Hadd punishment is not carried out on a person?
As I mentioned earlier, that a person should realize that the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His mercy and grace is in abundance. And if you commit a crime, if it involves some other people, then you have to restore their property back. Like if you have robbed, then give the wealth back. If you're taking something from someone, give it back. But if it is between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person should never be dissatisfied. He should never think that Allah will not forgive. Whatever sin he may commit, let it be the biggest sin. If he repents sincerely, as we mentioned in the last episode, Allah will forgive any sin. But if he has done some harm to some other human being, then he should try and undo it. And Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Furqan, chapter number 25, verse number 68, "And as for those who do not invoke with Allah any other God, or do not take any life of any other human being, unless for a just cause, or do not indulge in adultery, and for those who do it, for them there is a punishment." And Allah continues in the next verses, in Surah Furqan, chapter 25, verse number 70, "As for those who believe and repent and do righteous deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change the evil thing that he has done, the evil deed he has done, to good." So that's the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as far as the Hadd penalty is concerned, if it is the person who himself knows that he has done a sin, for example, if he has an adultery, so he should repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask for forgiveness. It is between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's not required that he should tell to the others. Because if it's told, then the punishment would be there. Further, it's mentioned in Hadith of Muatta, volume number 2, Book of Punishment, Hadith number 12, the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that stop committing sins, major sins, etc. And if you commit, then you have to conceal it and ask for forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You repent. And if you disclose it, then we will have to pass the Hadd penalty. That means if the sin is known to the Sultan or the ruler or to a Qadi or to a judge, then it becomes compulsory for that person that he has to pass the Hadd penalty. That is stoning to death if he had an adultery or any other sin which requires the death penalty. But if it's not known, and the person who has sinned, if it involves some other human being, he should try and undo it. If it is involvement between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he should ask for forgiveness and ask for repentance, and he should conceal. It's not a requirement that the punishment of Hadd should be given to the person for repentance. But we have the examples of Mu'adh ibn Malik, who repented and did not mind being killed for sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah forgive them. And the Prophet said that even if you distribute it in the people of Medina, it will be sufficient for them forgiveness. But as a general rule, it's not a requirement that you have to pass the Hadd penalty for repentance. If you're exposed, then the penalty is there. If you're not exposed, conceal it and ask for forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you repent, and inshallah, Allah will forgive you.